out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 27th of September 2019 and you're listening to me, Sir Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Yes, that's right. It's Friday once again. It's the end of the week. Some of our listeners are driving home. Some of our listeners are listening to this at lunchtime and they are all wanting to hear from my co-host today, the one and only Grandpa Lampshade. Grandpa, how are you doing, sir? How is Texas?
It's still hot. Summer, we're in the fall, but summer is still hanging on. So, yeah, it's a normal, I guess. Well, it's not normal. We're like 10 degrees above normal temperature. So we're cooking down here, but that's okay. We're used to it. And, we can cool ourselves off with thoughts of clown world progress because, of course, it's Friday Daily Nationalists. That's right. It's Clown World in Review. And all of this progress, every time we do one of these shows and I think we've reached the pinnacle of progress, once again, I'm reminded that, no, we have so much more progress to make. It's really just never ending.
And we are going to be getting really progressive today. But just before I get into that, I just want to send out a notice. I'm trying to get hold of a guy called George from Seattle. I was in contact with him via email a couple of months back, and I'm not getting a response from the emails I'm sending him, and I'm not getting a response at SoundCloud, but I am trying to get hold of him. So if any of you listeners out there know George from Seattle, he's a guitarist, musician, can you give him a shout and get him to contact me, please? Now that's out of the way, let's get back on with the podcast. Yes, I really don't think you get any more progressive than this, Grandpa. And what we're going to be talking about today is the new gender-neutral Barbie, whatever the hell that is. The brand behind Barbie has launched a new line of dolls that are gender-inclusive. Toy Goliath Mattel says the new Creatable World doll kits are entirely free of labels, offering the children playing with them clothes that include both skirts and trousers and long and short hairstyles. Do you know what, Grandpa? I never knew that dolls weren't gender inclusive anyway. I mean, just what the hell does that mean, gender inclusive? I thought dolls were female. Doesn't that mean that that is included in the word gender, that it's female? And what do they mean, free of labels? Do they mean that they haven't got fire proof labels on these dolls? I don't understand this. What do you make of it, Grandpa?
Well, I was still stuck back when, what was it? Not just a month ago, we did one of these shows on what I thought was the pinnacle of Barbie progress, which was paraplegic black Barbie in a wheelchair. And I thought, hell, we can't get any more progress than this. We've reached the pinnacle. But yeah, once again, I was wrong. Because black Barbie in a wheelchair was female, and we can't have that. So we can't, black Barbie in a wheelchair was female. We've got another step. We've got another step to make. Yeah, gender neutral, no labels. So you buy your Barbie, it's just a Barbie. So you can make your Barbie male, you can make your Barbie female. Now, what's so silly about this, of course, is, because I remember being a little kid, and of course, a kid, and you're a little boy and you're rambunctious and doing your thing, and your sister's got her Barbie doll. So, of course, what do? You strip that Barbie doll naked, you're going to see them. You're going to see them Barbie titties, and they're pretty gender neutral. I mean, if you strip all the clothes off of Barbie, that's about as gender neutral as you can get. So I guess kids are supposed to look at this new gender neutral Barbie and be like, I don't want anything down there. I want to be a bare piece of plastic. That is what I am going to strive to be.
Well, that's just it, Grandpa. I don't understand this. Dolls are not anatomically correct anyway. They are gender neutral. So what are they going to do? Are they going to turn these dolls into anatomically correct hermaphrodites? Do they think children want to see that? The company says the range is simply a response to what modern children are asking for, saying kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. I mean, what are they saying there? Are there crowds of children that are protesting outside the Mattel offices for anatomically correct hermaphrodite dolls that they want to play with? If they are, shouldn't that be alarming us that they know about these things at that age? I don't think children have got any say in this whatsoever. And yet they're literally saying that children are demanding this because they don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. I mean, who is dictating to their toys? Children are the ones that dictate to their toys what their toys are going to do in their imagination. Nobody else. And surely, you know, if they really wanted to make a Barbie doll look like a boy, they could just cut its hair.
It's called Ken. If they want to make a Barbie doll look like a boy, it's called the Ken doll. And yes, it's an absolute lie. Modern children are asking, no kids asking for the shit. Well, okay, maybe Greta Thunberg. She might be asking for it because even though she's 16, she looks like she's 10. And she may still, you know, she may be demanding a gender-neutral Barbie. But no other kids are demanding this. That is a bald-faced lie. We all know it's a bald-faced lie. You know, but yet they just throw it out there. They want you to think, oh, kids are writing to us and saying, dear Mattel, in the crayons. You know, seven-year-olds are writing in crayons. Dear Mattel, I really want a Barbie that's neither male nor female. Neither one of them are male or female. There, it's just a piece of plastic. Of course, and again, you know, you were saying that, are they going to start making anatomically correct Barbies? And that's a good question, because if we're going to have more progress, maybe we need to have homosexual Ken and whatever dolls. And to play out the homosexual thing, they're going to have to give the homosexual Barbie Ken dolls penises and functioning ass so that they can do the homosexual thing. That may be that you may have stumbled on the next step of progress with that statement. Don't count it out.
Sex change Barbie. You could have a Ken and they could get the scissors out and, you know, they could
cut it off.
Create their own, you know, neoplastic vaginas for Ken and sex change.
A Lego penis that snaps. That snaps on.
Snap on, snap off. Yes. Amazing stuff here. I mean, they really are just super progressive and modern. But we get to the next lie in the next section. Physically, the dolls appear gender neutral after Mattel consulted pediatricians on how they should look. Really? Really? They consulted pediatricians on what somebody who is gender neutral looks? There's no such thing as gender neutral. You're either male or female. And pediatricians, you know, they deal with biology. They've never seen anything that is gender neutral apart from viruses under a microscope. And yet Mattel are claiming that they consulted pediatricians on how this doll should look. I think they're just trying to throw that in there to try and make it seem scientific when it's just a complete fantasy, Grandpa.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. They're just trying to add some sort of shred of credibility because that's what they do. Oh, well, look, we are a pediatrician. That's a doctor. So, you know, what we're doing here is totally legitimate. We consulted with experts because I'm sure there's pediatricians out there that look at this sort of thing and are like, yeah, this is total insanity. I mean, I'm sure there is. In fact, I'm going to be optimistic here and say that for the vast majority of pediatricians, if you drug your kid into their office and they're like, oh, hi, little Timmy, how are you doing? I'm fine. Looks at Timmy's mom. What's wrong with Timmy today? What would you like to do? I want to get his penis cut off. I'm sure the majority of pediatricians would be like, yeah, no, there's something wrong with you. I'm going to turn you into authorities. But yet, we consulted which pediatricians did you consult? I know it's the same pediatricians that are in the same category as all of these kids that contacted Mattel and demanded a gender-neutral Barbie.
Fantasy pediatricians. Well, the Creatable World range comes with clothing options, accessories, and wigs to allow children to style the doll with short or long hair, inner skirt, trousers, or both. I mean, that's very versatile, isn't it? They got wigs there. Perhaps they can turn these dolls into drag queens for these children that want to be drag queens when they grow up, that have got this notion all by themselves without grown-ups putting it in there, because, of course, they've never seen drag queens before being children. That's not the sort of thing children should see, is it? But it is the sort of thing they are now seeing in libraries and elsewhere where they are reading them stories. And I don't quite understand this, whether they can style the doll with short or long hair. I mean, has the doll got sort of short hair on one side and long hair on the other? Because surely, you know, if you cut the hair off, you can't really reattach it, can you? And is this a bald doll with a wig that they can put on there? Is that what they mean by this? It's all very, very confusing to me, Grandpa.
Well, and I think it's really racist because Black Barbie in a wheelchair didn't get a weave. I mean, why can Black Barbie, how come gender neutral white Barbie gets, wigs, removable hair, and yet Black Barbie in a wheelchair doesn't get a weave? You know, again, it just shows, white privilege from Mattel, discriminating against Black Barbie in a wheelchair when they give non-gender Barbie all of these options. But Black Barbie in a wheelchair is limited. In such a hateful way. I'm assuming yes, it's a bald Barbie. So kids not only get to buy a doll that apparently they're told is neither male nor female, they get a bald. This has got to be like the ugliest ass doll ever made. You get a doll that's just basically, maybe some of the motivation for the corporation is they're going to save some money or something, because they just print out like these blanks. There's this blank doll, and it's up to the kid to actually create the doll for them. They're getting child labor out of this.
Well, it's like the doll looks like it's been abused, isn't it? If it's got no hair on it, if it looks as if the hair's all been pulled out of the thing, it looks like it's been abused when they first get hold of it. Mattel said it worked alongside a dedicated team of experts, parents, physicians, and most importantly, kids, to create the 6 different kits in a variety of skin tones. Each kit includes 1 doll, 2 hairstyle options, and can be styled however the child chooses. I wonder if they've got that blotchy eczema skin tone that so many mixed race people suffer from, where they're mixing the genes of one race with another that doesn't blend smoothly and causes them to look particularly ugly and have scratchy skin and psoriasis and eczema and all the other problems that they have. I wonder if this Barbie kit comes with skin bleacher or any of these other beauty products that Negroes use to try and turn themselves white. And as you were saying back then about this Barbie doll, I think the only accessory that wheelchair Barbie comes with is just a wheelchair. So she is defined by her disability, and that's no good, being defined by your disability. I mean, wheelchair Barbie, she's a person in her own right. I mean, that is incredibly disablest to just give her a wheelchair as an accessory when these dolls have all got wigs and skirts and trousers and all these other accessories. I'm surprised that Mattel hasn't been accused of being hate speech against the disabled with this.
Oh, and she gets a wheelchair ramp. Yeah, she gets a wheelchair ramp and wider doors on the Barbie house so that it'll fit through. Because you can't just go buy Black Barbie in a wheelchair. You have to buy the Black Barbie in a wheelchair house. Because if you got a normal Barbie house, Black Barbie in a wheelchair ain't going to fit through the doors. You're going to have to bring her around the outside and put it in and actually use your imagination. But yeah. Yeah, they can certainly, working with kids, and again, this is just an absolute lie. No kids want this. We all know this is just all part of the narrative being pushed, and they're all going to have different skin tones. Let me tell you what, blacks are not going to be buying this. The vast majority of nobody is going to buy this doll for their kids, except shit lib leftists, SJWs that are abusing their poor kids. You know, you think black mama in the hood is going to go buy a little Tyrone this Barbie doll and tell him, you be any gender you want, Tyrone? I mean, come on, blacks aren't going to buy this. Blacks, this is targeted for insane white people. I mean, say what we want about blacks, but at least you can say with great confidence that like 99.99% of Negroes are not going to go out and buy this for little Tyrone or little Shaniqua, because they'd be like, they're retarded. They're for white, crazy ass white people. And on this one point, I'd have to agree with them. This is all targeted just for white kids. And unfortunately, white kids who just had the sad lot in life to have been born to probably a single mom lunatic leftist that, I don't know, lives in their fantasy world and wants to use their kids as a prop to keep up with the latest trend for signaling points on Facebook. Because that's what it all comes down to. They put this kid up there. Look, my 7-year-old is transgender. They don't care what they're doing to the kid. This is about how many likes and affirmation they can get, pats on the back for being a quote unquote good thinker. On Facebook, on Twitter, things such as like the kids don't even figure into it. They give that lip service to sound like they're caring. Like this isn't child abuse, which any sane person, including blacks, can look at and say, that's crazy. Any sane person could look at this and say, this is child abuse. This is insane. But in clown world, it's not insane. In clown world, this is what makes you a good person.
I don't think black children like playing with black dolls anyway. I mean, if you look in the toy shops, the black dolls are always at about 10% of the price of the white dolls because nobody buys them. And how long is it going to be before they start saying that black Barbies are a dreadful racist indicators of a colonial past? I mean, just look at what they do with gollywogs. You know, we used to have gollywogs. They used to be a black toy that was representative of Negroes that people used to love playing with. White kids used to love playing with them. I should imagine Negroes probably used to love playing with them as well because they represented them. And now gollywogs are seen as hideously racist, horrible, archaic things. And what they really did was portray this cheerful Negro to children. I mean, it wasn't sort of making out that they were scary at all. And what you got now is this asexual black Barbie doll that's had all its hair pulled out, or you've got the option of the one that's in a wheelchair that's been beaten up by Ken and left as a paraplegic. I should imagine that the gollywogs themselves would probably elicit a warmer response from the children than this. The brand consulted California-based pediatrician and author Cara Natterson on what the doll's physiology, proportions, and size should be. Natterson praised the brand for creating the line, saying, "A collection like this just knocks down every barrier to play." I never realized there were any barriers to children playing. You know, that's why they have imaginations. That's why they like climbing inside cardboard boxes. And they're a bit like kittens in that respect. They have an imagination and they will play with anything that you pretty much hand to them. There are no barriers to play. And I'm guessing that this author, Cara Natterson, I mean, they obviously went to her because she has this idea in her mind of what a gender-neutral doll is actually going to look like. Because as I say, they don't actually exist in reality. And that's where it's all coming from. I mean, what do they mean by proportions, gender-neutral proportions? I guess because women have smaller hands and feet than men do, so has this creature got huge hands and a female body and huge feet? I mean, has it got the disproportionate neck? Does it have an Adam's apple, say, alongside the breasts and the anatomically correct other parts? I mean, this is absolutely crazy. This is going to be horrific for a child to see. Because they used to look at Barbie and think, what a beautiful doll. I would love to grow up and be like Barbie. Can you imagine them looking at this monster and saying, "Well, I'd love to grow up and look like that"? I don't think so.
Well, I did a little research, and I couldn't find confirmation, but just strictly going on facial features, Cara Natterson, our pediatrician, I'd give her an 88% chance of being a hand rubber. So there is that. The listeners are welcome to take a look and decide for themselves, but I'd give it at least an 88% chance of being a hand rubber. A collection like this just knocks down every barrier to play. Well, the barriers they're talking about is, once again, you can't have any areas where the the cultural Marxists, the communists, don't barge in and dictate to you. I mean, there's no barriers that are allowed to keep them out. Not even in your kids' toys. They're going to bust into your work. If you have the wrong opinions, they're going to interfere in your personal life. They're even going to bust into what kind of toys your kids can play with. There's no barriers to them. They phrase it to sound as though, oh, there's barriers. There's all these kids. They're just dying to play with androgynous Barbie, when there isn't. Everybody knows there isn't. The barriers they're actually thinking about, the true barriers, are, once again, there's no barriers for them. They don't want there to be any segment, any place in your life where these cultural communists cannot barge in and dictate to you what is good think, what you're allowed to think, what you're allowed to do. They want to be in every segment of your life, even your personal life, even in your house, even in your kids' toy boxes. There's nowhere these cultural communists don't demand to be. They put these fig leaves on her. We've got a pediatrician. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. It's very good for your kids. We've got an expert, and kids are just demanding this. Nobody believes that kids are demanding androgynous Barbie. All right, that is just a bald-faced lie that's not even remotely believable. But again, they're going with it. They're going with it because the real thing here, the real message here, is that there's nothing. There's no space in your life where these communists are not going to demand to be able to come in. And that includes your daughter's dollhouse. They even demand access to your daughter's dollhouse.
Well, I think the California-based pediatrician there, I think that they're probably also the expert and probably also the children that were demanding this. And they also happen to be the one person that's actually praising Mattel for creating this. And she says, through research, we heard that kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. This line allows all kids to express themselves freely, which is why it resonates so strongly with them. Well, how come there's no kids on here saying how great it is? How come it's just her saying that? And are we really expected to believe that children are using words like dictated by gender norms? I mean, that's the sort of vocabulary that you don't get until you're a teenager. And this is just being projected onto these children. I think this is all down to this Kara Natterson person. And I would like to know whether they are actually transsexual. I mean, you're suggesting there that they might be from the tribe. I don't know if Natterson is a surname that's associated with them, but this sort of behavior is associated with them, and it's the sort of thing that they celebrate. And it really shows you just how much power I think that this Kara Natterson actually has, since she's the one that seems to have got all of this carried out. She's the one that's praising this, and I really can't see it actually making any money, to be honest. And that's what these companies are supposed to be for. They're supposed to be for making money. And I think Mattel is just sort of running itself into the ground with these social justice ideas.
Well, and this is the mask dropping, though. I was pointing out to somebody earlier today on Gab that didn't grasp the basic concept that the communists and the capitalists are just flip sides of the same coin. And this throws a lot of people off that haven't been looking at these sorts of things and looking at history and looking at big picture sort of things. And the vast majority of people cannot grasp that. The communists and the capitalists are flip sides of the same coin. And so, yeah, no, of course they're not going to make any money. But that's not the point. It's like I was pointing out recently, when you watch an advertisement and all you have to do is turn on the TV, because you are guaranteed you are going to see an advertisement, whether it's for a car, furniture, an appliance, washing machine, it doesn't matter. You're going to see an advertisement that features a black male, white female couple. You're guaranteed. Well, they're not going to sell more washing machines or cars with that. So they must be advertising something else. So what are they advertising? They're advertising black male, white female couple. That's the product that they're advertising. And again, you see the making money is irrelevant, and people don't grasp that. These corporations are part of it. They're just as much a part of it as the in-your-face screeching purple-haired communists demanding gender neutral toys. The making money doesn't matter. What they're promoting is the narrative. And again, that narrative being that every aspect of your life will be dictated to you by these people. I think it's funny. They say kids don't want their toys dictated by gender norms. Then what changed? If that was the case, and this is a totally natural thing, they would have never been selling a Barbie. They've been selling the things for longer than I've been alive. And so if this is naturally kids don't want a gender specific doll to play with, and then dolls are supposed to be for girls, period. Then how come they had never sold them? So it's an in-your-face lie. This is a new invention, and they narrate it as though this is what kids want. Well, A, it's a lie, and B, even if it wasn't a lie, well, your kid might want to go across the street and take a piece of candy from the nice guy standing next to the unmarked white van. But you would sit there and say, yeah, no, I don't think so, kid. That's not, but I want it. He's got a lollipop. Well, they want it. Let's send them over there and see what happens. This notion that. And again, it kind of harkens back to this whole Greta Thunberg nonsense, this notion that just because kids demand something, then it must suddenly be a righteous and good thing in and of itself is just preposterous on its face. But it is. It's all a lie. But this is we live in this corporatocracy. And so now as the communists rage forward, the corporations are working hand in hand with them. They're on the same team.
Well, I think we get to the real reason for the dolls in this next quote here from Kara Natterson. She says, "We are hopeful creatable world will encourage people to think more broadly about how all kids can benefit from doll play." Now, what does she mean there? I think what she means by that is that this doll can be useful in brainwashing your children into thinking that there is such a thing as gender neutrality, that there is such a thing as being gender neutral, and that there are people exist that aren't actually boys or girls, because obviously girls can look for themselves and see that they're a girl, and they can look at the world around them and they can see that everybody is either male or female, and yet they're being taught by their teachers that somehow that isn't quite correct, and that actually people can choose to be whatever they want to be. So I think in order to reinforce that brainwashing, they are creating dolls that are not anatomically correct, that don't exist in reality, and yet they're going to tell these children that, oh yes, a pediatrician has been consulted, and this is exactly what people are like. This is what people are like. Don't believe your own eyes, don't believe your own body, believe what this doll tells you. So, that's what she's really saying there when she says she's hoping it's going to encourage people to think more broadly about how all kids can benefit from doll play. I mean, kids benefit from playing with toys from their imagination. And what they're trying to do here is use the dolls to implant this idea that people can choose to be their own gender, I think.
Well, following this line of thought, if your kid decides, since gender doesn't exist, well, if your kid decides he's a bird and identifies as an eagle, we should encourage that. And if they climb up on the roof of your house and want to leap off because they identify as an eagle, it would just be, bigoted and backwards for you to stop them from doing that. They want to, and they identify as an eagle. You should just totally let them leap off the top of the house because it's a good progressive thing to do. We should have a contest as a part of the show. Have people look up the images for this Kara Natterson and like have a poll, tribe or not tribe. Because I just had to go strictly off of facial features looking at some image searches. So that should be like a challenge for the listeners. What do you think? Hand rubber, not a hand rubber, because I could be wrong. But you're absolutely right. It's just, again, where they are pushing this narrative. It's just another, they're breaking down that barrier, Sven. They're breaking down the barrier to where they push this on kids. They are busting in and trying to promote this brainwashing nonsense idea of your kids. And it's just worth pointing out once again that all of these narratives, no matter you look at them, the tranny thing, one has to remember we make light of this stuff because it is so stupid on its face, but they're very serious with what they're trying to achieve. And it's all about submission. I say that over and over. I probably sound like a damn broken record at this point, but it is. And the ultimate submission is if you'll let them do shit to your kids, if you'll take your kid down to the library to have some raging weirdo drag queen with devil horns on read a story to them, then that's ultimate submission. If you will hand your kids over to these lunatics to do whatever, if you'll take your kid down here, dress your little boy up as in female clothes and have them do a striptease dance for dollar bills in a homosexual nightclub. And yes, folks, that has happened. They got good signaling points for it. Then that's the ultimate submission. If you, because you let people do stuff. It's one thing to submit. People do things to you, and you just take it, and you put your head down, and well, you know, it's just not worth fighting for. Okay, and you think that would be enough, but it's not. The boot never gets lifted. So the next step is okay. Well, you'll go along with that. So now we're going to abuse your kids and demand that you go along with abusing your kids. Let's see if you'll submit to that. It is. It's all about submission. If you'll let them do it to your kids, I mean, what's the next step? I don't know if there is another step in the submission process if you'll just lay down and let them essentially victimize your children.
The devil is really mocking the parents that go along with this. Well, the doll kits come at a recommended retail price of $29.99, which is £34.99. Earlier this year, Barbie fans praised Mattel for releasing a black doll in a wheelchair who wears her natural hair. Ah, that's why she doesn't have a weave, Grandpa, because she's wearing her natural hair. And the inclusive toy even comes with a ramp that fits inside her dream house, so she can do wheelies and 180s and 360s and all the rest in her wheelchair. Retailing for $19.99, the doll debuted at the New York Toy Fair in February as part of the toy company's 2019 Barbie Fashionistas line. The collection celebrates diversity as well as realistic expectations of beauty, and people have been talking to Twitter to say they are thrilled to see that Barbie Fashionistas doll number 133 is not only in a wheelchair, but is also a woman of color. What do they mean by realistic expectations of beauty? I mean, are they creating ugly dolls now? I mean, the whole point of this is that kids like to fantasize about being somebody else. They don't want to fantasize about being ugly and being in a wheelchair. Well, the Barbie and Ken Fashionistas line features dolls with different body types, skin tones, eye colors, hair colors, and hairstyles as part of Mattel's ongoing bid to create inclusive toys that children can identify with. I mean, really? Do they really think that that's what children want? I mean, when you're a little boy and you have action figures, you know, you have Action Man, Superman, Batman. And that's not because the kid looks like Batman or looks like Superman. It's because they want to fantasize about doing something that they're not possibly able to do themselves. And yet they seem to think here that the whole point of this is to make toys as ugly as the ugliest child or as disabled as the most disabled person. It's absolutely insane. Barbie, whose name comes from a shortened version of Barbara, in case you hadn't worked that out, celebrates its 60th birthday in 2019 and was originally designed to show young girls that they could dream big. The doll was invented by Ruth Handler, the co-founder of Mattel, who was inspired by her own children to create the doll. Nathan Baynard, director of global brand marketing for Barbie, said, "Her daughter Barbara was limited in the choices of her toys. The only ones were baby dolls," Maynard recounted. "The only role she could imagine through that play was caregiver or mother, whereas Handler's son could imagine being an astronaut, cowboy, a pilot, or a surgeon." And what are they saying there? That we should be sending women up into space? Women can be cowboys, women can be pilots or surgeons. I mean, I don't know if they're aware of this, but women do have a certain thing that they do, which is called signaling. And sometimes they really can't help themselves. And one of the signals is actually creating deliberate mistakes. So you could have a woman pilot and you could have a male pilot sat alongside her, and she could make a deliberate mistake that causes the plane to crash and not be able to help herself. It's just part of what women do. It's part of their signaling, which is why it's not a good idea to have women astronauts, pilots, or surgeons. I've got one line left here to go through, Grandpa, but I don't know if you want to comment on that first.
Well, I'm just sitting here taken aback at the racism, because black Barbie in a wheelchair is $10 cheaper than gender neutral Barbie. So what the hell is up with that? And I mean, that's $10 cheaper for Black Barbie in a wheelchair. And that in and itself, I mean, that's just as racist as putting anti-theft devices on the black toys and the black hair products or whatever. So that I think Mattel needs to address this obvious bit of racism before they can be preaching to anyone else. Yeah, of course. The original Barbie came out as a way to make money. Let's don't kid ourselves. The founder that created Barbie wanted her kid to dream big. I mean, the only thing big about Barbie was her tits. I mean, she had these huge, like, out of proportion, you know, I don't know. I don't think the original Barbie had anything to do with being a pilot or an astronaut. There wasn't a cowboy Barbie. There was a Barbie that basically looked like they did a ripoff, you know, and didn't pay Marilyn Monroe any royalties and just created this Barbie doll. And Ruth Handler is indeed a tribe member. So that is pretty much, I think, a safe bet to make that this was all that, you know, the original creation of Barbie was all about the shekels. This nonsense that it was about, you know, that way women could dream about being an astronaut. Oh, come on. Come on, look at the Barbie has been through years. It's not astronaut Barbie. It's maybe Hollywood Barbie. It's maybe thought Barbie. I don't know. But it damn sure didn't have anything to do with being a cowboy or a surgeon. That's just nonsensical on its face.
Well, what's wrong with, a little girl wanting to be a mother or a caregiver when she grows up? I mean, surely that is the role that nature has ordained for women. That's the role that they're going to be most contented in. And that is what little girls played with for thousands of years up until now, when they decided that it would be much better to brainwash them into thinking that they should grow up to be a transsexual or an astronaut. Well, the final quote here, the Barbie doll was made to teach girls that they had choices, that they could be anything. In 1959, it was a radical idea, he added. I mean, what are they saying there? Women have never had choices before to make in their lives. Women have always had choices to make in their lives. And, you know, I'm not so sure women like having to make choices. I mean, a lot of the time they would prefer a boyfriend to be assertive and say, we're going to do this, rather than say, well, what do you want to do? I mean, the idea that women like to have all these choices put in front of them, I don't think that's actually correct. But I don't think any of this is correct. It's absolute madness. It's just more of the clown world that keeps getting worse week in, week out, that we keep documenting here at the Daily Nationalist. Grandpa, thank you very much for coming on today. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're tuned in to Radio Arrow.